the two sort of central storylines center around a brother and a sister. The brother is played by a wonderful actor named Josh Pice, and he plays a dentist who is very shy and a little bit emotionally closed off. And his daughter, played by Ellen Page, kind of coddles him and helps him out in life. And he has a dying dental practice. And his dental practice suddenly picks up because people start flocking to him for his healing touch, which he doesn't know what to make of. And it sort of turns into this journey of self-discovery that he goes on. Meanwhile, his sister, played by Rosemary DeWitt, starts out at the beginning of the movie as a very free-spirited and seems like she's got her act together kind of person who is a massage therapist. And she suddenly develops this aversion to human contact and skin and bodies, and she can't do her job anymore. So she goes into a bit of a tailspin and also goes on, sort of starts her on a journey of self-discovery, but kind of in the opposite way.
Paul, how's the practice doing?
Great.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Business is booming?
Yeah, we're trucking along and...
Good, awesome.
How's the apartment search going?
Good. That's,
You found something?
Not yet, but I have a few leads.
You should be out by the first.
I know.
Those are the two main storylines, and it all was shot right in Seattle proper, kind of centered around the Central District and sort of all over Capitol Hill. So I'm really, really excited about its local premiere.
How big of a role does Seattle play in your movies, when you're writing your films, when you're selecting the locations?
Yeah, it's definitely, I cast the locations. I think about it as casting locations. The casting of the locations are as important to me as casting the right actors to play the characters. When I start to write, I immediately am putting people in places, and I know all the places, you know, and so they'll automatically kind of go in my head to those places, and I can write for them because it's just already in my, it's like the canvas that I paint everything on.
In the process, you're making Seattle in the area, Washington State, you know, stars in their own right. Do you feel pressure to be the advocate to shoot here and advocate for more people to discover what can be made in this area?
I don't feel pressure. I feel excitement about it. I really am a genuine, you know, huge supporter and booster of the entire film economy here. We have an incredibly talented group of collaborators who call Seattle home. And I live here. I love making movies here. I love using Seattle as my canvas. It's in my bones, it's in my blood. And in order for me to be able to continue doing that, I need to have those people who can also live here and make a decent living. You know, we've got a film incentive program through Washington Filmworks, which is very competitive with other states, and we need more money in that fund. But, you know, Sleepless in Seattle, it's estimated that it brought $100 million in tourism to the state and to the city in particular. So there's a lot of power to cinema.
So the Portland area has sound stages that accommodate TV show production like NBC's Grimm, IFC's Portlandia, and until recently, TNT's Leverage, among other productions. In your view, is that what Seattle needs to move forward?
Absolutely. I really want, the two things I want are more money in the incentive program pot, and I also want a soundstage, at least one. We should have several. I want to get a groundswell effort to figure out how to build and maintain a soundstage. I think that's another element that would bring more business here.
Well, speaking of filming in Seattle, after touchy-feely shows at SIFF, you will be shooting your next production in Seattle called Laggies, set to star Keira Knightley and Sam Rockwell, among others. This is your biggest budget yet, right?
Yeah, it is. It marks a lot of, you know, watershed things for me and my career. It's my first multi-million dollar production. It's also the first time that I'll make a movie from a script that I didn't write. We're location scouting and doing local casting. And then in June and July, we're hoping to be shooting. And I translated it to our region. And so we're going to be shooting, well, I don't know, Mill Creek or Bellevue or somewhere on the east side for part of it. And then some of it is also in Seattle. It's all the same territory that all my films have been about. It's about relationships between people and relationships with yourself.
Well, in addition to films, you're also directing for television. Your first foray into that was one episode of season 4 of Mad Men on AMC. You've directed 3 episodes of New Girl on Fox, and you just finished directing a pilot for CBS. A lot of new things going on in your career the last couple of years.
I'm incredibly grateful and trying to keep my head screwed on straight, you know, through it all has been my big challenge. But so far, so good.
Through it all, though, you will continue to be based here in Seattle?
Yes, I always want to be based here, even if I end up traveling. You know, I have a husband and I have a kid and I'm home. And, you know, I'm really devoted to the area. I have no interest in moving. So, yeah, it's great to be able to do that. I feel so blessed.
So back to SIFF. You grew up going to this festival. What does it mean to have people coming to SIFF to see your films?
At SIFF, I always get more jitters, I swear to God, than when I go to, you know, Sundance or Toronto or, I don't know, there's something about bringing it back to the hometown crowd. And it must be that connection to my child self of having gone, you know, to these same theaters. And it just, I can never believe it. I'm really showing something at this theater that had meant so much to me when I was young. So, yeah, it's wonderful.